This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Betty Williams, last name Williams, first name Betty, date of birth is 9/5/1947, date of visit is 12/18/23. This is a 75-year-old pleasant woman who's here for routine follow-up period. She is requesting refills on her Lantus and atorvastatin. She also is wondering if I could give her a new prescription for desanidine, period. She wants to have some on hand just in case she needs to take it, period. History presenting illness. Patient says she has bad knee pains and has been seeing a new doctor, Joseph Dunlap. It appears that he's a CRNA, and apparently he's been doing some bead injection into her knees, and that seems to be helping. Her pain is a lot less, and she's a little more ambulant, period. She has been watching what she eats and thinks her weight, lowering of the weight may be due to that, period. She did admit that she does not take the Lantus twice a day as instructed by Dr. Dave every day. Most of the day she takes her bedtime 25 units daily, and recently she had been asked to take 15 units in the morning, which she sometimes misses, period. Past medical history, significant for type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypercholesterolemia, generalized anxiety disorder, depression, glaucoma, and hypercholesterolemia, and bilateral osteoarthritis of both knees. I did review her medications. Current medications include Valsartan HCT 80 by 12.5 1 twice a day, oxybutynin 5 mg once at bedtime, tizanidine 4 mg at bedtime as needed, Lantus 15 units in AM and 25 units in PM, lorazepam 1 mg twice a day, olanzapine 2.5 mg at bedtime, paroxetine 40 mg 2 a day, Astepro nasal solution, 1 spray in each nostril daily, Tylenol number 300 by 30 mg 1 Q8 hours PR and pain, amlodipine 10 mg 1 a day, dorzolamide / temolol twice a day in both eyes, atorvastatin 10 mg at bedtime. Please include in history pressing illness. Patient also states that even though she takes the oxybutynin at bedtime, she wakes up and sometimes wets herself at night before she could get to the bathroom. On exam, patient is 5 feet 4 inches tall. She weighed in at 185 pounds. That's a 13-pound decrease. Initially, she was weighed as 160 pounds, but on a digital scale, which obviously is not correct. Blood pressure is 126 over 66, pulse 83, pulse ox 97%, temperature 96.6, BMI 27. She's right-handed, denies smoking, drinking, or drug use. Random blood sugar today was 242. That's 3 hours post her meal. Lungs are quite clear. Heart S1 and S2 heard with regular sinus rhythm. Extremities trace pre-tubal edema. I did review her medications. Assessment, overactive bladder, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is uncontrolled, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, generalized anxiety disorder, depression. Plan, she will continue most of her medications as she's taking, period. I will increase the oxybutynin to 5 mg BID, and I gave her a prescription for 60 with no refills. I also gave a new prescription for tizanidine 4 mg, one at bedtime as needed. Again, no refills. I did ask her to continue her diet as she is. She is trying to make a difference with the blood sugar and the weight. I did do the refill on the atorvastatin, and the Lantus dose was changed to 15 units in AM and 25 units in PM. Atorvastatin should continue as she is. I did ask her to return to the office in 1 month for follow-up on her weight and medications. She can talk to Dr. Nalini at that time to see if her oxybutynin needs to be changed to a long-acting form, period.